All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today, taking a look back at 2024.
Yeah, kind of dissecting it, you know.
Exactly. Seeing what worked, what really flopped, all that.
We got this report, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. They analyzed a bunch of stuff and pulled out the big trends.
The strategies and also like the big mistakes.
Yeah, the facepalm moments. So we'll try to extract some, you know, nuggets of wisdom for all of us.
Yeah. Learn from the best, learn from the worst.
Exactly. Okay. Avoid those mistakes in 2025.
Yeah.
Okay, so this report had some really interesting success stories.
Mm-hmm.
One that, you know, kind of jumped out at me was this, I don't even know what to call it, this like hyper-personalization.
Right.
It's not just like, you know, throwing some algorithm at people anymore.
No.
It's like really understanding them. Remember, what was that company? Company A.
Yeah, yeah.
They revamped their whole customer loyalty thing, mm-hmm. started giving like really specific product suggestions.
Based on what people were actually buying.
Yeah, and like exclusive content, you know, tailored to their interests. And it worked.
It did.
They saw a huge jump, like 20% or something, in repeat customers.
Wow.
And I think that's because it made people feel like seen, you know?
Yeah.
Like the company gets them.
Yeah, that human touch. It's funny because everything's digital, but people still crave that.
Right. Like they want to feel connected.
And the brands that figure that out,
they win.
Yeah, they win big time.
Another thing that stood out was this whole sustainability push.
Yeah, for sure.
Like ethical practices, being eco-friendly, all that. It's clearly a big deal for consumers now.
Absolutely.
But I wonder, like, how much of it is genuine? You know, are some companies just hopping on the bandwagon?
That is a great question because, yeah, you're always going to have those who are just chasing the trend.
Right.
But I do think there's a real shift happening. Like values are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers are demanding transparency. They want to know where stuff comes from, how it's made.
They want to feel good about their purchases.
Yeah, it's not just about the product anymore. It's about the whole like ethos of the company.
And if a company isn't genuinely on board with that,
they're going to get called out.
Yeah, big time.
And in the long run, the ones who are truly committed to sustainability, they're the ones who are going to build that lasting trust.
Okay, so those are some of the wins. But now let's talk about the
not-so-wins.
Yeah, the missteps. And this one, I was like, what were they thinking? The metaverse. It seems like everyone just threw themselves into it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just totally face-planted.
Yeah, it was like a mass metaverse fumble.
They didn't think it through. You know, like, who's their audience? What are they offering that's actually valuable?
Right. It was all very, ooh, shiny new technology.
The consumers saw right through it.
It felt empty, right.
Like gimmicky.
It's a good lesson, though. Technology for technology's sake just doesn't cut it anymore.
And speaking of things that didn't cut it, can we talk about the whole data privacy debacle?
No.
It's like some companies just haven't learned their lesson.
It's true.
They're still playing fast and loose with people's information.
And who suffers?
The users. The consumers. It's just not right.
It all comes back to trust, right?
Totally.
If a company betrays that trust, it's so hard to earn it back.
Especially in this digital age where data is everything.
So companies need to get serious about giving users control over their own data.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely. Make it clear what data you're collecting, why, and give people choices.
So looking ahead to 2025, what are the big takeaways here? I mean, it seems like authenticity, sustainability, and putting the user first, that's what really matters.
Absolutely. Those are the pillars. And they're not just trendy buzzwords. They're like essential.
Yeah, they're how you build a brand that people actually connect with.
Exactly. And as for those missteps, they're good reminders, right? Keeping up with the latest trends isn't enough.
Right.
You got to understand your audience, build real relationships, and operate with like integrity.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about learning from those mistakes and using them to, you know, shape a better future.
Totally. And, you know, all this brings up a really big question for all of us.
What's that?
How do we balance this incredible power of technology with, like, basic human values?
Ooh, that is a big one.
Right. We got to harness the good stuff, but protect the things that really matter, like privacy and trust.
And that's something we all need to be thinking about, not just companies.
It's a challenge, but it's a challenge we have to face.
Well, on that note, I think we've thoroughly dissected 2024.
We did it.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Here's to a smarter, more human-centered 2025.
Cheers to that.
All right. See you next time.